So you sued them because they have your last name in their name?
No, I would lose that immediately, and I'd have to change my name to something else. It'd be slow. Slow. With several O's. And an umlaut, because fuck you. But I was watching that, and it's all just like...
If you umlaut an O, you get double the O's for your money. Oh, so it's true. You should always umlaut your O's.
All the umlaut your O's.
Are you accusing him of not knowing what he is talking about?
Yeah. At least wait until the recording starts until you start mocking
all the fucking time. Someone's like, no, you actually said that word wrong. And you're like, I know what I wanted to say. So fuck all you.
Okay. Well, that's weird, but all right.
It's not weird.
You're weird.
If you get made fun of for people not understanding you.
It was another burst of energy that took it out of me. I shouldn't have told all that.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, we were late to this because we were explaining to a coworker how viruses and vaccines and stuff like that all function.
Science suck.
And Kendrick has been basically like running the train on explaining shit to people for the last solid day.
Yeah.
So I think he's kind of losing his mind.
I'm burning out. Hang on, let me do something real quick here.
Joe and I have been just chatting about our cool Dead Cell runs.
Yeah, I picked up Dead Cells, and mother of God, I've done literally nothing else.
That's how I felt about Division when I got it.
That's not going to sound awful, so that's fine. I was trying to avoid talking while I was doing this, but that's okay. I'm trying to organize it where it points.
You know what?
But anyway.
I don't avoid talking while he's
Dead Cells, fine.
Dead Cells.
I was going to play that last night.
What's Dead Cells?
So anyway.
It's a sweet Metroidvania game.
Oh, what Backlash.
Was
shit.
Yeah, they call it Roguevania on their website.
Roguevania.
Yeah, so I did want to talk about that a little bit because I wanted to see if anyone had done a video or an article where they just listed off all of the tropes that are in both Dead Cells and Castlevania and Dark Souls. So I started Googling around and reading people's opinions, and I immediately regretted that.
Yeah.
As normal.
Shouldn't do that.
Because it was what did I find something like, so what do you guys think of this as a Metroidvania or something like that? I don't remember the details, but it was like, I don't know how you could possibly interpret this game as a Metroidvania. Like, what? Yeah, it was
I don't know, maybe the whole Metroid and Castlevania.
Maybe the part where the creators say, hey, we made a Metroidvania for you. No, and it was they were picking the weirdest minutia. Like, when we talked about Metroidvanias a couple weeks ago, and we talked about what makes a game a Metroidvania. What does that mean?
Yeah.
You know, it turns out the things that I was focusing on are not the things other people focus on.
Wow. What were the things other people focus on?
I'm trying to remember. It was something about... It was something to do with the way exploration impacted something, and it was because they said something about how the exploration in Dead Cells isn't the same. And I feel like I could just discard that opinion immediately.
I disagree. I absolutely disagree.
There's areas you have to unlock a skill to get to specific areas that'll unlock different...
Yeah, I don't...
Which you have to return to get to them once you have the abilities.
Yeah, I was really struggling, and I think that I can't remember it because it didn't fit in my brain anywhere because it didn't make sense, right? Like, how could you be this wrong?
Maybe it's the procedurally generated part.
Well, yeah, it's that's the only thing is you don't physically return to the same level on the same run with the ability that you gain as you're going through. So I can see at least partially that could be minute difference. But the whole game is recycling each level.
The thing that I really like about it is that it's novel exploration every time.
Yeah.
You're not going back to that spot in the library that you know is there to jump up that thing and hit the librarian in the butt because it's funny, you know.
You do that enough times, he gives you the.
He does.
He gives you something special.
A special shield rod, special hand treat.
The gem rod, I think, is.
Yeah,
that's what I said.
But again, this is the stuff that is fun, and maybe that's the part that they want. Is the memorizable parts. Maybe that's what they're thinking about. You can have those things memorized, which to me. is novel but immature. I feel like that's the most frustrating part of it, that you have to memorize all this crap, and then you get to wave around your E-peen at people because you know more about Castlevania.
Well, I almost wonder if it's part... So, recently in my YouTube feeds, Games Done Quick keeps popping up on my channel, so I started watching it.
So you sued them because they have your last name in their name?
No, I would lose that immediately, and I'd have to change my name to something else. It'd be slow. Slow. With several O's. And an umlaut. because fuck you. But I was watching it, and it's all just like
if you umlaut an O, you get double the O's for your money.
Oh,
so
it's true. It's true.
You should always umlaut your O's.
All the umlaut arrows. But anyway, so they were doing these speed runs of like Mega Man games, and I was like, and it kind of got me thinking. I was like, how would you speed run this? Like in
Dead
a
Cells or
yeah.
a Metroidvania
yeah, for
game.
Dead run, yeah. for Dead Cells specifically.
I mean,
like,
you'd have suboptimal runs, or you'd memorize a seed.
I asked myself the same question when people said they were speedrunning Cuphead, and I was like, Cuphead levels take 2 minutes, and it's not, there's almost no efficiency. Like, it's like combustion engine level efficiency, where you're like,
yeah.
I shaved 0.5 seconds off my run because I used the tracker instead of the backwards gun.
And maybe
it's like,
that might be
what they do.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like, so is there anything like that that
right.
you
well,
could do in Dead
I'm
Cells?
I'm trying to think,
or?
It's like, because as in the actual game, there's special doors you can unlock in the I think it's the first couple levels where if you get through
yeah.
to the next waypoint in enough time, it opens up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that keeps going, but I stopped paying attention.
It goes for the first
kill.
Two or three stages, and
yeah.
then they start dropping off.
Yeah, and then there's like the 60 kills,
and
then for
the
bosses, there's the
kills,
the like don't get hit once. So I could see that, but it's like your weapons and items are randomly generated.
yeah.
And the seed, I mean, there may be some kind of memorization with the seed, but I can't.
I mean, if you
so did you
comprehend.
See anybody that was doing speedruns at Dead Cells?
No, okay. But I was just thinking, it was like, how
can I monetize?
How
I think,
would I?
I think you could do the exact same thing you would do, you just would never have the level of optimization, right?
Yeah.
You'd have, like, when people do Mario speedruns, there's like an optimal thing, and there's like a maximum or minimum amount of time you can make that actually take because the game simply can't go faster, right?
Right, right.
And then you can achieve that. But for Dead Cells, you're never going to get that level of optimization. You could still cruise through that sucker pretty fast.
Yeah.
But I imagine those people are going to be doing custom runs with preset weaponry.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
Like you,
so
you say
with the seed, I don't know if you've done this, when you seed, if all the procedural degenerated stuff, got through that sentence somehow. Has a base number that you give to the random number generators so that they're predictable. And that means there's an ID, essentially, that corresponds to an exact, specific whole world.
You call it a seed run, and it's not like a speed run. It's like, how fast can you get through the seed that I created? Like,
and that's the thing, is you don't create it. It's
Seed parameters I fed
and
it.
You can
right?
give that to other
yeah,
people.
That's what I'm
challenge. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that
because
the
cool.
seeds.
Because you create the scenario
yep.
where you're like, this is the weapons that I've chosen.
Yep.
Here's the levels I can go to.
You could.
I don't know how much they let
you
seed.
It depends
the seed. So the seed is one seed for the whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the seed will predict every level.
All
whether
drops
you go to it or not.
Okay.
All the drops
every single
so it is just drops that are you're like choosing what goes in and out. Like what things can possibly drop and can't.
Let's talk about procedurally generated levels real quick.
Well, no. What I'm asking specifically is about Dead Cells. It's not about procedural generation. It's about what types of levers can you pull in Dead Cells to change the procedural generation when you're talking about creating a seed.
Can you control the drops with the...
I believe
the
seed.
Not the rate, just the item itself.
Can you control any of the... Because I always thought you only pick your starting stuff and the seed.
You can if you do a custom game though.
Yeah.
You can tell it what you can tell it exactly the parameters you want.
I'm going through Crypt of the NecroDancer stuff because in Crypt they let you pull out items from the pool.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So you're saying I don't want these six items to ever drop.
So those must be
those
must affect the seed.
Yeah, they have to affect the seed.
Does it change the seed?
It has to because it even changes. So if you pull out enough stuff, it will. It starts to get a little buggy. Like, you'll even have shops with just two options instead of
does
three.
Does it change the seed number, though?
I don't know. I
so,
would assume it does, but I'm not sure.
So the reason they're saying procedurally generated instead of random is it's not just random. Like, it's not just, I don't know, put it over there and a thing there. It's following a set of rules, and the way it selects certain things is going to be arbitrary, and that's built off of that original number.
Gotcha. So it's like if you go, we've got options 1, 2, 3. If one go to next series of options 1, 2, 3. If two go to next
time, spiral down from there.
Gotcha.
But
okay.
The trick with this, the thing to remember is that we don't really have a lot of genuine random number generators in computers. In fact, unless you have a Mercury switch or
a cat in a box with a
I think it's going to do with an ambient radiation detector of some kind. But even then, it's all deterministic. all random number generators are deterministic based on something.
Even you.
Actually, absolutely you.
Even
but
the box with the cat and the gun.
Nope. It's completely random.
But yeah, the so the concept is, this is actually really interesting from a security standpoint, because if you can figure out what deterministic factors figure into a random number generator.
Could you replace the word deterministic factors with rules and not be too confusing? Or is there, are they completely different?
I mean, it...
Because you're saying, like,
it's not really,
if
it's not
X
really a
is
rule.
Included, don't include X, or never include Y.
It's not really a rule. It's more like a starting point. So every random number generator is doing a series of equations to give you a number. And it starts with a number.
Sorry, I thought you were still talking about procedural generators.
That's where the procedure comes in. So 9 times out of 10, random number generators are based off of the current time. And there's a particular function they do to give you a number of a certain size based on the time. And so it changes every time.
It's like a 20-digit number or some nonsense?
It can
like
be any
milliseconds.
Number. Whatever you want to do, yeah. Honestly, just giving somebody an excerpt of the last few milliseconds is probably close enough to random, like, for a small number.
Is
but
that-
essentially...
Is it based off of a specific time so that it's not giving you effectively the same number over and over?
That's when you say like math.random in most languages, the number that it bases it off of is the time. So that's different every time.
Gotcha.
But essentially, it's doing an equation to get a big number, and it's rounding or truncating or whatever to get that number where you want it to be. But that's essentially what it's doing. Now,
with a fixed starting point.
And the starting point is...
Yeah. So I'm just saying, like... You could generate the same number if you changed the way you're calculating, but it's always typically calculated from a single point. That way, every number is different because it's...
Yes.
Unless you're...
And it's because computers
different.
Are very, very good at doing the same thing over and over again, and they're very, very bad at doing anything else.
Right.
So when you have to have something that's changing. Otherwise, it's deterministic because functions give you the same results if you give them the same input. That's how fucking computers work. If they didn't do that, we'd have a lot of problems. So... The only thing we can give it as an input that's ever changing is the time. Otherwise, there's no value it could base it off.
Where are we going with this? This is like needs to happen faster. Because we're talking about random numbers for the last 3 minutes. What does this have to do with procedural generation?
That's the procedure. That number generation starts from a number. And if you can get something where you can control what starts that number or identify the factor, that's the seed. That bases into it. In a security context, it means you can guess at, you can actually create your own answers to things that are supposed to be challenge numbers. So if you can crack the Google Authenticator seed that's generating your numbers, I can have that.
Because you know where everything started.
Because I know where it started. And when you scan the Google Authenticator thing into your phone, that's a seed as well. That uses a base number combined with time to get that. So you can rewind that. I can tell you exactly what your Google Authenticator number is going to be between for every one of them if I get that secret forever. Because it's based on base factors. So with that seed in the game, you can replay the level procedures that generate that every single time the same way because it's deterministic. There is no random chance in it. It just says, based on this number, make a bunch of decisions.
Is that how that game works?
Gotcha. Yeah. Yes.
Like you and Joe could play the exact same game of Dead Cells.
Yes.
Yeah.
We could coincidentally play the exact same.
No, that's not what I mean.
But we could also intentionally with the custom mode.
Yeah, I can go into mine and tell them the seed, and they can both play it. Because they just pop the seed in, and it generates the same thing on theirs.
So that's why it is not random. It's procedural.
So if you did want seed exclusivity,
yeah.
You would have to keep track of existing seeds and never let them happen again.
Gotcha.
Which, yeah, if you wanted to do that, you could do that.
That's in my head, I keep going back to KeyForge, because KeyForge is this procedurally
same
generated
thing,
deck game. But every deck is unique, and that's the whole selling point.
So for this,
so they have to keep track of every deck that they generate, and so they do not generate it from that seed ever again. Okay,
gotcha.
That makes sense.
And you can write an algorithm that will never have that won't have the same results.
Okay,
it's technically possible that two seeds could result in an almost completely identical world, but with a trivially meaningless difference or whatever. But it's essentially. It's a lot like the way the universe kind of comes together. The multiple.
Whoa, don't get religious.
So,
on this.
I don't know. I don't know about speedrunning. I think what they do is they just play the chance game. So they'll start a new.
But that's what I mean.
Yeah.
You could seed run if you can fast the seed to someone.
Yeah.
The challenge is to see how fast you can get through that seed versus other people.
I think it's a lot of people will just start a fresh file and see how fast they can beat the hand. Yeah. It's kind of their thing.
Which, that's...
Kyle something. Need a drink yeah.
and that's the stupidest thing ever, because you'd be like, my file gave me the super sword, and yes. I only had to go through three levels, well, so I win. I'm the speedrunner.
So actually, on that, though, if you... Because if you're speedrunning it and you're only picking up like enough items to get through, mm-hmm. you're not picking up any of the scrolls to power yourself as you're getting through the game. So
you could bail. You could just roll through enemies and get the door. And then, but then by the time you get to the bosses, you're going to take longer.
You're going
to
get fucked.
Because you haven't built up your strength at all. So the boss is going to be take forever to kill because you don't have anything.
Strong. But again, there's still seemingly procedurally or not seemingly random / procedurally generated elements that are different between any game that's not using the same seed as another
not
game,
using the special
which means that you can never compare a speedrun to another speedrun unless they're from the same seed because there is no equivalency.
Like you said,
they're not playing the same game.
So
speedrun doesn't mean anything.
Stop yelling at me.
I'm yelling at you because I can't yell at him because
like
I know I'm excited because I'm excited that you liked
it.
Fuckers or this fucker right here.
I would agree with that, but I would also say that if there's ever a group of people that will find stupid things to argue with and claim victory over, it's speedrunners.
That's true.
I do. I have seen that they instead of like speedrunning, they do something. I think they called it like Spartan Run. Where they just start up a new file and see how far they can get in the game without dying. Gotcha. So like you get through
hard mode, hardcore Diablo mode.
When you said Spartan, I thought of the Spartan sandal. Yeah. Like you have to get through the entire game only using that.
That's fine.
Those are the ones that, like, if you counter, you hurt somebody.
Those are the ones where you kick them and they go backwards. And if they hit a wall, they take extra damage. And if they fall off something, they take damage.
Cool.
Like
and
that
if you, you can stun them if they count.
See, that could be cool. Like if it's like it's like you run until you get the you run until you get the item that you're trying to speed run with, and then you can only use that item. Like the limitations aren't speed runs. It's like
it's
challenge runs, right?
Yeah.
It's like you can only refill your Estus Flask thing once. Or you can stuff like that could be really crazy.
Custom
where you're like,
mode lets you tinker with like any of that stuff. You could tell it like the how many flasks you want. You can there's a lot of crazy stuff.
That's cool.
Some of it just turns off your achievements.
Do you not have custom mode unlocked yet?
No, I do.
Okay,
I do.
So it's not something you have to unlock. No, it's just there from the beginning.
But there's two. Yeah. There's the main. There's normal mode, and then there's this other thing you have to go to remember to do it, and it's easy just not to ever go there.
Okay.
I started using it because my pool's way too big,
I just
pull some stuff out of it.
See, that's what I ran into.
You do have to unlock it, but that was like one of the first things that got unlocked,
probably.
Maybe you unlock it when you first win.
Yeah, it was something.
When you beat the hand.
That's what I ran into with to Kevin's comment was with Crypt of the Necrodancer, which is another rogue-like game, but
too.
It's like it's rhythm-based, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah,
and you start getting items and buying stuff and doing all this stuff, and then you start like not losing all semblance of control around any run you get because you're like, all that's dropping is like daggers and food, and you're like, how do I stop this?
Yeah.
And then they give you a janitor's closet where you can pull stuff out of your pool and drop it into the closet, which I thought was pretty clever. I thought Dead Cells did something like that, but it sounds like it's way more granular than.
Well,
that.
In the normal mode, you don't. I don't see every single thing dropping every single time. I feel like it tends to...
Could you, though?
Well, no, I mean, like, I feel like it tends to stick to certain families of things. Like, you often see drops of an upgraded version of stuff you already have.
That's cool. That's what I meant when I said rule earlier. Like, that seems like, to me, like, part of the seed that's... Well, I don't know if that's part of the seed or not, but it's something that's, like, taken into consideration when you're, like, halfway through a run. Like, you got this item, and so you'll see an upgrade at some point of that item,
right?
Rather that be like now or later or two levels or one.
I wonder if that's true or if that's just my imagination though.
Well, I know that Keyforge does that. That's what I was saying. So like they have superseding rules of like if you have special rarity cards in your deck, they pull in other cards automatically. So if that one card gets put in procedurally, it like supersedes a bunch of other stuff to put the other cards in and take certain cards out.
Gotcha.
So I was like, there's got to be something happening in the interim. I don't know.
Well,
unless
the item placement could
beginning.
Be based off of the initial loadout when you hit the level 2.
Okay.
Yeah,
because you'd never be able to know the difference.
Is that so? So this is me maybe misunderstanding too. So like, was that part of the original seed then?
We're about to get kicked.
Or is the level by level determination part of the original seed?
There's only one seed.
Okay.
And it determines everything.
Okay.
So it might have the item drops are all predicted by the seed.
Okay.
So but that doesn't make sense if I'm seeing the same things because the weapons I start with, or the weapons I have in my hands, aren't predicted by the seed.
Ah,
unless maybe they are. Actually, no,
yeah,
they would be.
They
no, actually, sure. No, they would be because they're all. So you'll have a seed that has like more sandals commonly, or or never has the super lance, the double sided lance, or has a lot of those because I forget those are also controlled by the drops.
Yeah.
So yeah, that seed might define the families of stuff you see.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense then.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I mean,
you can't break out of that unless you buy a thing. Unless you unlock the thing and get it there.
Yeah.
And then I don't normally see it in that run.
Yeah, yeah. You only see it drop once. They give you one, and they're like, oh, here's your random.
Here's your thing, yeah. Interesting. All right. Well,
anyway.
another video game one.
Well, how about Dead Cells? We're talking about that a lot.
Yeah, it's like we're
it's my fault.
Yeah,
you
like on a long game.
Yeah.
So, like, comment, and subscribe, everybody. maybe sometimes we won't talk about video games. That's untrue.
Specifically Dead Cells. We'll talk about something else.
That's untrue.
Bye.